The clock is ticking for you to make a submission on Daniel's Law. They close on September 10 before the bill is then debated in Parliament. Queensland's first public child sex offender register will deliver on an election commitment and honour the legacy of Daniel Morcombe and the advocacy of his parents, Bruce and Denise, by sharing names and photos of sex offenders who failed to comply with reporting obligations online.
We've had overwhelming support from everybody that we've met in the street, phone calls, so many people on social media saying how great it's going to be. So we just think it's a great idea. And if anyone has any issues or any submissions, please put it into the Parliamentary Commission.
Denise Morcombe there. A call to Crime Stoppers has led police to a grim discovery not far from the Sunshine Coast. The human remains were found next to the Diagula Highway near Moore on Tuesday. They'll be forensically examined to determine if they belong to missing man Andrew Burrow. Three other crime scenes on the Sunshine Coast remain active. Two men, one of them from Sippy Downs, has been charged with Mr. Burrow's torture as investigations continue. Construction on the $78 million new TAFE for the region is set to begin next year. The TAFE Centre of Excellence will be built on Maurice Harvey Crescent within the Sunshine Coast Industrial Park at Caloundra. The campus will be the base of training for new tradies in industries like plumbing, carpentry and electrical. Two new fishways will be installed on Petrie Creek thanks to a grant from the Australian Government. The project forms part of the Reviving Petrie Creek initiative, which will also include work to manage weeds and litter and improve stream bank vegetation. It'll also see new fishways installed, which will allow native species to navigate past barriers and access critical breeding habitats.